This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient right, WRIGHT, first name Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, date of birth September 25th, 1972. The date of evaluation, November 28th, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Theodore Nissen. The chief complaint, 50-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for a right rotator cuff repair, period. The HPI, the patient is a 50-year-old male who reports falling off a ladder on May 6, 2022, period. He suffered right shoulder injury and was further found to have injuries to the bicep and supraspinatus tendons, period. He was noted to have a complete tear of the rotator cuff, period. He had initially been evaluated at Concentra, period. He was subsequently referred for 6 weeks course of physical therapy. He noted that the physical therapy had helped with the pain, period. However, he has had ongoing symptoms, period. Pain is now described as a dull ache. It is limited to the front of the shoulder, i.e. the possible deltoid region, period. Pain typically is 6/10, period. It is improved with sleep and rest, period. It is worsened with any activity, period. There is associated decreased range of motion, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history, one, asthma, which is seasonal. Past surgical history, bowel resection in 2017. Next number, nasal polyps bilaterally. Medications, albuterol, 1 to 2 puff PRN, Norco 10/325 PRN, which he is to take after surgery only, period. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable. Social history, he reports rare marijuana use but denies cigarette smoking or alcohol use. Review of systems. He reports recent weight loss, period. He further notes fatigue, period. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 134/79, pulse 54, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches, weight 168.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The physical examination, otherwise significant for decreased range of motion on abduction of the right shoulder. There is tenderness on abduction and external rotation, period. Data review, colon, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 55 beats per minute, period. There is slight loss of R waves in the anteroceptal leads, period. There is mild T wave inversion in leads 3 and AVF, period. The MRI of the right shoulder, dated June 8, 2022, reveals a full thickness supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon tear with interstitial determination. There is high grade partial thickness or full thickness insertional tear at the subscapularis tendon with question of minor bursitis remaining in continuity. There is suspected anatomic variant with a thickened rope-like middle glenohumeral ligament and no visualization of the anterior superior labrum, period. Attenuation of the intra-articular long head of the biceps tendon with mineralization into the torn subscapularis tendon fibers suspected of partial thickness leaning. The overall impression, this is a 50-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury following a fall from a ladder on May 6, 2022, period. He was found to have unspecified sprain of right shoulder joint, period. Subsequent evaluation had revealed a tear of the rotator cuff, period. He is now scheduled for right shoulder arthroscopic, possible rotator cuff repair, and possible biceps tendinitis, period. He apparently had an initial EKG revealing sinus bradycardia with sinus arrhythmia, first degree AV block, period. The patient is noted to have normal exercise tolerance. He has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. He does have an abnormal ECG, period. He has history of asthma, period. Despite all the above, he is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. No indication for additional cardiovascular testing at this time. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Samuel Wright. Thank you.